In a world that moves too quickly, there's a refuge for the sane. When the load becomes too heavy, all your day is filled with pain. You can measure out the silence in a cup of any size, or travel any distance where the speed is not the prize. You can watch the sun come rising over flights of wooden gates, or setting gold behind the waterway. In the shining of still waters, not a ripple can be seen to mark the passing of another day. In the heart of dirty cities and the peaceful countryside, behind the smoky factories or through the meadows wide, the boatmen under their horses brought the coal and other freight, and traveled through the country at a slow but steady rate. But the coming of the railways meant more profits quickly made, and obsolescence stopped the waterway. In the shining of still waters, not a ripple can be seen to mark the passing of another day. From the Kennet and the Avon to the Thames and Severn too, the grass is growing over where the narrow boats came through. And the tunnels are long abandoned, are now empty, dark and cold, and echo to the wild winds all the songs they heard of old. The boots no longer ring out as they tramp the tunnel walls, no horses' hooves are heard along the way. In the shining of still waters, not a ripple can be seen to mark the passing of another day. Farewell the horse and harness, the windlass and the lock, the castles and the roses, the aqueduct and the dock. The boats that ply the waters are for pleasure and not for gain, and the families of the waterways will not be seen again. In every town and village there's an emptiness within, as the echoes of the boatmen fade away. In the shining of still waters, not a ripple can be seen to mark the passing of another day. In the shining of still waters, not a ripple can be seen to mark the passing of another day.